The shir is on the last Rashi of last week's Parsha and the first Rashi of this week's Parsha. Let's take a look. Mr. Shenzhen.
Okay.
The very last Rashi in the last week's Parsha. What does it say? Yeah. The Pasuk says, V'shramarta es ha-mitzvah v'sachukim v'samishpatim asher anochi mitzavcha hayom la'asayisam. So what does Rashi say? Hayom la'asayisam ulamachar la'ilam haba litl scharam. Today is the zman to be mekayim mitzvahs. L'machar la'ilam haba is the zman when we'll get schar for the mitzvahs. Okay? Then, you look at the first pasuk of this week's parsha, the next pasuk in the Rashi. What does it say? Ho yo ekev tishmur samishvatim eila shmartim asisim ma'isam. So b'shamar Hashem alakech alcha as habris v'sacheshed ashenishbal avisecha. What's going to be that bris and chesed? So it says right away, v'ahibcha v'racha v'becha v'erach pribitnecha v'riad masecha d'goncha t'hiroishcha yitzarecha. These are all things that are Gashmi's Gizchar that the Eibishter gives in Elam Hazeh. So it seems like there's a clear stira here from the last Rashi where it says only that L'mochel Elam Abol Litl Scharam, but not today. And here it clearly says, the Pasuk says, that all these things, the Gashmi's Gizchar today, and it continues on, right, that all the different things. So it seems to be a clear stira. Okay. What does Rashi say in Vahoya Ekev? So Rashi on Vahoya Ekev Tishmon says, "Im a mitzvah kalis she'odam dosh barkevav Tishmon." Those easy and simple mitzvahs that people just step upon them. If you're going to listen to those mitzvahs, then you'll get the following schar. Okay, as I touched Rashi. So I made a copy over here. The Tzedel Aderech. The Tzedel Aderech is big ariches. The copy that I made over here is only is less than half of what he writes. It's another very big arichas on this inyan. And the question that he begins with is the Tzedel Aderech. Should we read it inside? Does anyone have patience to read it inside? Are you okay? Huh? I can say it bal peh, but I think there's a certain value in seeing the words that he says inside. No. Okay. So the Tzedel Aderech basically starts with the question of why Bechlal does Rashi give a different pshat for the word Ekev. The word Ekev, it's not the first time it says the word Ekev here in the Teda. It says Ekev already in Chumash Bereishis, it says it a few times before. Usually the word Ekev means because so and so, so why doesn't Rashi Taish over here the same thing? Rashi inserts the word in. If you're going to be Mekayim, the mitzvahs that are Ekev, then Rishmatim Vasisim Aysam. What was the Hechrich Rashi had to change pshat? That's what the Tzedel Aderech begins with, and he brings the right away a pshat here that connects it to the Rashi of Hayom LaSoysam L'machol HaKavos Chorom. So let's see what he says. Okay, the Rashi, V'hoya Ekev Tishmon, and B'mitzis Kalash Adendosh Ba'kev of Tishmon. Kol HaMeforshim Divrei Rashi Zal. All the Mefarshim of Rashi, Nischaptu, have a difficult time with my Duchke de Rashi. What's pushing Rashi? Shehoisif Milas Im. Rashi adds to the Pasuk the word im. Doesn't say in the Pasuk if. It says Vaya Ekev, because you will listen. Doesn't say if you will listen. So first of all, Rashi adds the word im, if. Upirish Ekev, and he teaches also the word Ekev differently. Ekev, Miloshen, Ekev, Horegel, Shadoshimbo. That Ekev refers to the foot, the heel of the foot that people step on these mitzvahs. V'loi pirish ha-pasuk k'pshutei leimar, and he doesn't teach in the simple pshat, she'ekev hu miloshen ekev ha-shashom ha-avram b'kaili, like you have by Avram, ekev, because, the word ekev means because Avram listened to my voice, so therefore he gets schar. V'lofarish ha-pasuk, the v'hoya ekev goyme, which over here would mean, v'hoya ba'avur tishmon, because you will listen. Because you will listen to the mitzvahs, so therefore yishma l'cha ha-avtachasai. This is the question of all the Mefarshim. There are many very not smooth pshatim liyashiv das Rashi zal to explain what Rashi means. And this, v'ani aimer, and I say that the pshat is as follows: shleyardu l'soiv das Rashi zal. they didn't really understand what was the reason why Rashi says this. Kilifi pshat, if you focus and look at the pshat of the psukim here, divrei Rashi zal hem shutim ubrurim v'nechayim. What Rashi says is clear and is correct. V'zeh, and it's as follows. The sfira leila Rashi, because Rashi holds she'in hoya ekev zeh is meloshim ba'avur. If the meaning of the word ekev here means, like it always means, that because you will listen to mitzvahs and therefore Hashem will give you the following schar, have a kashu kroya hadadi. There'll be a contradiction of the two psukim here. All the things that the Torah mentions is that Hashem promises. In this week's parsha here, it speaks about things in Elam Hazah, which refers to the Gashmis, the Gebrachas. The Torah tells you, Shabavur, Shishmura, Mitzvahs, Vamishbatim, Hakel, Yitnlem, Lescharam, the Abish is going to give as a reward, Kol, Hayuuddim, Hanemorim, Beparsha, by the Mazah, all the things that it mentions here that our person will receive in this world. Uleyel, and before, Bepasaka, Achren, Shopashas, Vaschanon, in the last Pasaka of Vaschanon, what does it say there? Siim, Vaomar, it concludes and it says, Vishamarto, Esa Mitzvah, Vesachukim, Vegaimer, Hayayim, La Asaisam, Shepirushoi, and Rashi there says, Hayayim, La Asaisam, Veloi, Hayayim, La Kabus Chorom, Ba'ilam Hazah, that in Oilam Hazah you don't get Tzhar, Raklamachor, Ratzalayma, Ba'ilam Hazah, La Kabus Chorom. Only in Olam Haba do you receive the schar. Then came you beis apsukim hasmuchim zeh lazeh. These two psukim that are one right after the other, sleisim zeh zeh. It's a clear contradiction. The pasuk harishim masayim loymar. The first pasuk concludes and says the schar mitzvahs b'hai al maleket. There is no reward for mitzvahs in this world. Umiyad achrav, and immediately following, Yoimar, the Torah says, it's vahoya ba'avur she'tishmon esamishpatim, that because you will follow and listen to the mitzvahs, v'shomer Hashem lekech l'chos avris v'zachetzer v'goymer, u'maftiach, and the Torah promises, kol min schar she'boilam hazeh. So that's the clear contradiction that Rashi was bothered with. Lekach pirish Rashi, so therefore Rashi says a different pshat. First of all, Rashi is telling you, the choser milas im, that the word im is missing here, that you're supposed to understand the pasuk, that the Torah is telling you that if you will listen to a specific category of mitzvahs, then you will get the schar. U'b'chisarim milas im, ein neufel achrav lefarish milas ekev ba'avur. Once you say if, you can't anymore say that the word ekev means because. In a sentence, it just doesn't go. You can't say if, because. Vahaya im ekev, you have to insert the word im right before ekev, so you can't read it if because. So once you have to insert, Rashi puts in the word if, and once you put in the word if, so now you have to change the pshat of the word ekev, v'hutzrach lefarish, and therefore Rashi tells you, the milas ekev ratzaloyma, that the meaning of the word ekev is mitzvah sakalis she'odim dosh pakevav, that it refers to these mitzvahs kalis that a person doesn't pay attention to. So this answers the contradiction from the last pasuk of previous parsha to this pasuk. Is that it says before the schar mitzvahs b'hai al meleke, that there is no schar in this world. Elo b'ilam haba, there's only schar in ilam haba. Medabe b'mitzvahs chamurais g'dayleis. It refers to those very important big mitzvahs. She'ayse eschar hu gadol ma'ay. For those mitzvahs, there's very big schar. V'ahu hu ditzofon letzadikim. And for those mitzvahs, so the Eibusher puts away the schar for tzadikim v'tomon, and it's hidden loilam haba. Only when Mashiach comes. Ma'ashavtiach v'parsha zu avtocha schar b'olam hazeh, the reward that we receive in this world, medaber b'mitzvahs hakalis she'odom dosh v'chulu, those easy, simple mitzvahs to fulfill that people don't even pay attention to because they're so simple to fulfill. The oisa ischar hu yizbarach neisen le'odom b'olam hazeh. Those mitzvahs he gives schar in this world. Nir Eli, this is what it seems to me is the pshat. Atkan l'shain meiri ha'goin maharam yofezal. This is the Tzedel HaDerech here, and he's quoting from his teacher, the Maram Yofe, which is the Levush. Maram Yofe wrote this Sfarim Levush, which is a Sifrei Halacha, on all the Dal Chalke Shulchan Aruch. And he also wrote a Pirush on Rashi, which is called Levush Ha'ira. So he's quoting here from his teacher, the Levush, Maram Yofe. No. It's a different. That's Epstein. It's a different pirish. This is from much before then. This is the Levush was written not long after the Shulchan Aruch itself. Al Tareva constantly quotes from the Levush. Many times Al Tareva even quotes Mamish's Loshen from the Levush. Okay. Just that a chagav, there's a chiddush in what he's saying here, because when you learn the simple pshat of the Rashi, the first Rashi in this week's Parsha, it would seem that Rashi is saying that because mitzvahs kalis are those mitzvahs that people don't pay attention to, so it's more difficult for a person to focus, to be mekayim them, so therefore you promise to get a special reward for these mitzvahs that you don't get by other mitzvahs that it's obvious that you're careful with them. His pshat, he's saying, is from Farkat. Mitzvahs chamurois, that is a greater schar, that schar is too great to be given in this world, and that's hidden for tzaddikim lasad lovay. Mitzvahs kalis, which is a smaller schar, that's a schar that you receive in Olam Hazeh. So it's just a derech agav, you see here a chiddush in the way he learns this Rashi. But the Tzedel HaDerech doesn't accept this pshat of the Levush, and he has a few strong questions on his pshat. The Koshali al Dvarav Tuva. I have a few questions on my Rebbe's pshat as follows. Chod, number one. Ma yoyma haravzal, what is he going to answer, according to his pshat, al parshas in b'chukaisa telecha v'smitzoisa teshmeiru? Over there, the Torah also promises schar and eilam hazeh and gashmi is the gizchar, and there it's not saying that the schar is dafka for mitzvahs kalus. It just says if you are melem b'teira and mekayim mitzvahs, you get schar and eilam hazeh gashmi. V'shar mekayim is har b'moed b'teira, many other places in Torah, shimilei al kol gedoy seho, the Torah is full, overflowing, miyudim gufni b'schar eilam hazeh, with the Torah b'shtar promising schar, gashmi is the gizchar for a person here in this world. V'le zohar, v'le pokat shom, klal shom remez, it doesn't mention there, and there's no hint over there at all, of, we're in the middle of reading over here, the Tzedel HaDerech. Second, where was I reading? Okay, shom remez oiremize, there's no hint in any way, min ha-mitzvahs kalis, sh'odim dosh pakevav, that it's only, that gashmi is the gizchar, only refers to mitzvahs kalis. So, the pshat could work here, but it doesn't work in so many other places in Torah, where the Torah promises Gashmi is the Gizchar and Olam Hazeh. So you can't say that it's Dafke for Mitzvahs Kalis. It's one question. But another question. Eich Efshaloyman. How is it possible to say, Shema Shekosav Lamailo? This that Rashi says in the last Rashi, in previous Pasha, the Schar Mitzvahs, Bahai Al Meleke, El Abaylam Habo, that there's no Schar in this world. Only in Abaylam Habo, Medaber, Rashi is only speaking about the Mitzvahs, Chamura Yisagadaylis Lacholu. Rashi is only speaking about very great and important Mitzvahs. Shaharei, he brings a clear raya that you can't say that. He brings a clear raya that even for a simple, easy mitzvah, there's no schar in this world. The Gemara, this is from the Gemara, in a few places. Sherei Shaluach HaKein, Mikras Mitzvah Kalim. The mitzvah of Shaluach HaKein is considered to be a simple mitzvah, even though B'zman is there, it is a pretty difficult mitzvah to find the right Shaluach HaKein with all the conditions that it should be the proper bird and the proper time, the chulu, the chulu. But it's considered, the Gemara clearly refers to it as a mitzvah kala. The Mishnah is Seif Masechta Chulin, in the last Mishnah of Chulin. B'shom B'Gemara, and there in the Gemara on Chulin, Hechiach, the Schar Mitzvahs Bahayal Meleke, the Gemara brings that ayah to the fact that Schar Mitzvahs, you know, there's no Schar in this world. Mi Mitzvahs Shiluach HaKan, because the Gemara there says the following incident. Harei, what happens if, Sh'oviv Amalei, a father tells his son, Alei Lebiro, go up to the rooftop, Havali Gezalis, and be the kind of mitzvah of Shaluach HaKan, and bring me the little baby Fegelach. And the Gemara says, he doesn't quote the whole Gemara there, but the Gemara says, and as he's climbing down, he falls off the ladder and he to his death, right there. Elamai, the Gemara concludes, you must say that when it says Lamanya Richon Yomecho, it doesn't refer to Elam Hazeh, but it refers to Yom Shekulei Oroch, it refers to Elam Haba. So the Gemara there is clearly saying this klal of schar mitzvah by al maleke for a mitzvah kala, which is what kibbutz aim. I hear you. Okay. Okay. No. Yeah. He's doing two mitzvahs at the same time. No, but the Gemara is clearly saying mitzvah kala. Okay. I hear what you're saying. But oib, then he says, what?
I'm not asking a question.
Why not?
Take away. It's because you're getting. Take away
for both.
Huh?
Then now the
Lavosh, no, sorry, the Tzedek LaDerech asks on the Lavosh that he brought two rayas from the fact that in Chumash it's full of Schar Gashmi and the Mishnah in Chulin. Now he asks from, on the whole Yisoid. He doesn't agree to the whole foundation of what the Lavosh says, that there's a difference between Mitzvahs Kalis and Mitzvahs Chamuris. Why not? There's a famous and clear Mishnah that says, "Havizar b'mitzvah kalik b'chamura." You have to be careful and treat a plain, simple mitzvah like an important and stringent mitzvah. She'enat yedeya matnas charon shel mitzvahs. And it clearly spells out because you don't know the difference of the reward. So it's saying, in other words, that the reward of a mitzvah kala and a mitzvah chamura is the same. So how could he say that against the clear Mishnah that the mitzvahs kalas have a schar in Eilam Hazeh and mitzvahs chamuras have a schar only in Eilam Haba? Then he asks an even greater question, and this is also important for the whole Inyan. He says, Bechlal, the whole basis of the Lavush was that we have a contradiction. We have a contradiction from the fact that Rashi says that there's no schar in Eilam Hazeh to the fact that over here the Torah is saying that there is schar in Eilam Hazeh. He says, that question is Bechlal not a question. And this is a famous answer that Rebbe brings it many times in Sichas, based on the Rambam. He says, "V'yaisir mizeh mikol ha'adol le'el." In addition to everything I just said until here, cautiously, it's difficult for me to understand. Eich ne'lam v'nishkach mimenu. How did he forget and not remember? Mimashakosav haRambam zal bepedik tes tehilchas shuva. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shuva, and v'shar mechabrim amufursamim, and many other mechabrim, kamoi de kamoi, early on, u'basroizal, and the later mechabrim, shekol hayu'udim hagufniim haniskarim b'chol ha'teire kula, all of the physical reward which is mentioned in Teire, b'chol ha'teire kula, ein amaschar, they are not the reward for mitzvahs, ela hachoneis l'chai olam haba. It's all preparing a person when the Eibishter sees, what the Rambam says is, when the Eibishter sees that a person has such an interest and he's working on himself and he's pushing himself to be in the Kayim Teiru Mitzvahs, so the Eibishter gives him, provides him everything he needs, B'gashmias, in order that he should have the free mind and the time and the peace of mind to learn Teiru and be in the Kayim Mitzvahs. But that's not the Schar. That's just to enable him to be Mekayim Teiru Mitzvahs, and then later, the Schar, he only gets in Eilam Haba. Okay. B'chein Kosev Rabbeinu B'chayezal, B'parshazu, this is the B'chaye right over here, in the beginning of Parshas Ekev. Okay, I'm going to stop over here because we can go over here the whole thing, but we'll stop over here at this point. But he brings over here, the Baha'i basically says this point, that all of the Gashmi, the Gishar that there is in this world is not Tzhar. Peyda never says what the Tzhar will be. According to the Rambam's Pshat, it comes out of very big Chiddush. The Rebbe discusses that in Sikhs and other places, that according to the Rambam, it comes out that the Peyda Be'etzem never says Tzhar. All the schar that Torah says is just what enables a person to learn Torah and be mekayim mitzvahs with a peace of mind. Schar is not mentioned in Torah. Schar is in Eilam Haba and Gan Eden, and Eilam Haba and Gan Eden is never mentioned in Torah. Okay. Umemela, what's the Tzedek LaDerech's question?
Shema.
Huh? Shema last parsha. Yeah. That's this week's parsha, actually. The second parsha Shema is in this week's parsha. It's also that's not the schar. The Gemara says, when it says Leman Yerichin Yemeichem V'Meivinechem, that refers to Eilam Hava, refers to Gan Eden. Gemara Darshins Lo Yoyim Shekulei Aruch. But it's not the simple taich of the pasuk. The simple taich says Leman Yerichin Yemeichem. The Gemara has to darshin and bring a raya that it refers to Eilam Hava. Okay, so he doesn't accept the Tzedek LaDerech's pshat because he says, according to the Rambam, I'm sorry, the Tzedel HaDerech doesn't accept Levush's Pshat because of what the Rambam says, that the Sechatchila no stira. The Schar in Olam Hazeh is not Schar, it's just to enable a person to be Mekayim Teiru Mitzvahs, and that includes all the things that it says in this week's Parsha. Mashenkin, when it says L'mochal HaKabel Schorom, or L'mochal Olam Haba Litl Schorom, that refers to the Emes Schar that a person gets. Okay. So now, the thing is, that on this Tzedel HaDerech, there's a hemshich in the whole Tzedel HaDerech of what he says, but the Rebbe says that this last question that he asks on the Levush is not a shaila, because you can't ask on Rashi why, when the Levush is coming to be Mefarish Rashi, is Nelam v'nishkach mimenu shekosav Rambam zal. Who says Rashi b'chol holds of this Rambam? Can't Gavra Karamis, is a famous question, this expression the Gemara says. Can't ask a question on a pshat that he's saying on Rashi from the Rambam. And the Rebbe says, weiter, bepashtos, if you look in Rashi ala Teira, there's no remez anywhere that Rashi accepts this pshat from the Rambam. Bepashtos, the Teira says, the schar, and the schar means kipshute, that this is the schar in Elam Hazah Gashmi, and Rashi b'feirish does hold of schar in Elam Hazah Gashmi. So the question of the Tzedel HaDerech is a very strong question, that there's a stira from the last Rashi in the previous Parsha and the first Rashi in this week's Parsha. So what's the answer? On the other hand, though, he does have good questions on the Levush's Pshat. You can't say that the difference is Mitzvah's Kalas and Mitzvah's Chamuras because of all the questions that he asks over here. So the Rebbe has a new Pshat, a Meir de Gevart, just based on one word of Rashi. The one word that Rashi says different than the Lashon HaGemara, and that changes the whole thing. The Lashon over here, it says, Ulamacha, Rashi says, Ulamacha, Leilam Haba, Little Schorom. If you look at, there's a Gemara in Eidavin, and there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Lashon that Rashi is quoting here is similar, the whole quote, it's five words, right? And these five words come from the Gemara in Eidavin, at Chav Beis Amad Aleph. But the Gemara there, instead of saying little scharam, ulamacha leilam haba little scharam, there it says macha leilam haba lekabel scharam. Rashi changes from lekabel and says little. What's the difference between lekabel and little? So the Rebbe says it's a huge difference. Lekabel means you're not doing anything. The giver is giving it to you and you just receive it. You don't do anything. You just receive what you're being given. Little means that you take, that you have the koyach to take on your own. What's the difference? So the Rebbe says, according to Rashi, there is schar in Olam Hazeh. But the schar in Olam Hazeh is not in the oifen of litel. Schar in Olam Hazeh is only lekabel. What does it mean, lekabel? The Eibishter Take is providing schar for a person in Olam Hazeh. But many times, because the person, Take, did mitzvahs, and he deserves the schar, but on the other hand, because of certain avedis that he has, that schar will not and manifest itself for gashmias, and for different reasons,
materialize,
and therefore bepoil mamish, there will be things that will prevent him of actually receiving the schar. Like the example the Gemara says of the person that died when he came down from the ladder. Why did he die? Because he did a mitzvah, he died when the person went off the ladder. So it's not because of the mitzvah. There was another reason why he died. But he wasn't zeichet to get his schar in Olam Hazeh. The Eibush is giving him the schar. But the person, mitzat his matziv, certain things are gaidim that he shouldn't be able to actually take his schar.
What kind of idea?
Huh?
Promises that Eichus Yam.
Yeah, correct. No.
So what did he receive if he's not able to take it?
So in a case where a person doesn't have avedis that are interfering with the schar, so he'll receive that schar in Olam Hazeh Kipshutoi. In the case where he has avedis that are interfering, he won't be able to receive that schar in Olam Hazeh Kipshutoi. Maybe he'll get it in Olam Haba, but not in Olam Hazeh. She'enkin la'asad lavai, which then Yidin will be in a matziv where they won't have the avedis and they'll be then the Ruach HaTum Avim in Aretz. Then la'amachal Olam Haba litol scharam. The schar gashmi that it says, Yidin will take without anything preventing them of taking the schar. The schar they'll be able to take on their own, like a person that takes something that he could demand it. He can take it. He doesn't have to be reliant on Hashem giving it to him and then hoping that it actually reaches him. Yidin could actually take their schar.
Ownership.
Yeah, you own the schar. It's yours and you can take it. It's a noob shat. So there is schar in Olam Hazeh, but it's a question of to what degree the person has that koyach to take the leap toil, that aspect that a person will take it, that you don't have in Olam Hazeh. That's the Rebbe's pshat.
What's the Kabbalah? What Kabbalah means?
In Rashi, yeah, in Rashi. The Rambam is the Rambam. The Rambam clearly says that there is no schar in Olam Hazeh, and whatever schar there is only to give a person the peace of mind to learn, and the real schar is Lasod Lovak. But with Rashi, there is schar in Olam Hazeh, but only a schar of Lekabel Schorim, not the schar of Litul Schorim. Yeah, clear?
Lying in Eberstein.
Yeah, yeah. Then, one more word, the davening 9 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
One more word, the Rebbe says that the nafkamina between Lekabel and Litoil is not only in whether the schar will actually reach the person, or there could be things that will prevent them of receiving the schar. The Rebbe says that it goes further than that, that Be'emes, the schar loss of love will be of a much higher level of schar. How good for the reason, taka, why today there could be things that interfere with the schar and it doesn't actually materialize is because it's schar that comes from such a level that allows interferences to stop it. It comes from a limited place that allows things to interfere. Ashenkin loss of lovoi, when it comes from a place which is lamayla mesay to rishal shalos, so therefore that schar is taka something that a yid will have the kayak to access and take from there without any interference, because yidin will be able to connect to that level that's higher than any limitation. So the difference is not only in how it reaches the person, but the cause of why over here it will reach and here it won't is because of the shaydish of where it comes from. It'll come from a higher place, and therefore there'll be no interference to that schar. So this one word over here, litoil, is a teretz to the whole discussion that the Tzedel Derech has over here. There's another Indian over here, but it was no... I was going to talk about another Indian as well, which is on the other side of the page, but there's no time today, so I guess we'll do it next week.
Where's the
whole thing? It's one of the Mefarshei Rashi. I'm not sure if he wrote any other sefer, I'm not familiar with any other sefer that he wrote, other than the Tzedel Derech. So the Levush lived about 400 years ago. So he was a student of the Levush, so about 400 years ago, yeah? Okay. That helps you.
Where?
Was that still?
Where's the
Sikha? Yeah, in Chelik Chofetz. Chelik Chofetz, Pashas Voskhana. The Sikha has a lot of Pratim, I just took out one Nakuda and the Seidel of Derech.
Does that ever explain what Rashi says? Changes. Why is it?
Leap toil.
No, Akev. The original question.
No. No. Could be there's a difference from that. Could be there's a difference, but not in this one. Not in this Sikha. No. Possible. I'm sure there is something, but not in this Sikha. Okay. Abrach Achreine, if anyone has to make. Abrach Achreine, I guess.